This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
LA fans, your Kings are the 2012 Stanley Cup champions. Call 877-CUP-2077 now, or you can log on to shop.nhl.com to get the official locker room hat and t-shirt worn during their post-game celebration. Or you can just go to Dean Lombardi's closet. Sure, he's got some
stuff hanging around.
A lot of merchandise. Dean and Steb and EJ in New York. Congratulations again, and thanks for doing this.
Actually, that's not accurate. All that stuff is gone. Can you get me some?
All right.
So do you have to give a lot of it away? You sign it and give it away?
I don't know where it all went, but I guess, well, they said they set some records down there, even more than the Lakers, so... But that's fine with me.
You might want to check Jeff Solomon's office.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
That's probably, I'm sure he's hoarding some of that stuff.
All right, well, it certainly looked good on you, the hat and the T-shirt and everything that night and all the guys. We will talk about the draft, but just, I guess, tell us what the last couple of weeks has been like, you know, including having to get yourself ready for a draft after the parade and everything else.
Well, I think the strategy was to turn the 5 or 6 days into a frat party and then try to refocus. But you know what, the one thing is we had all our scouts in during the playoffs, so in a lot of ways we probably got more done because we were more together than we usually are when it's just a meeting. So those guys did a great job pecking away, so that when we did show up at the draft, we were probably as ready as we've ever been.
Well, you got Stahl done now. Is that done and in the books?
Yeah, he was just in here a couple hours ago signing it, and so him and Frazier are done. And now we've started discussions with Jonathan Quick, and we'll be talking to Dustin Penner here later in the week.
Well, that must be a relief for you to get, because like Stahl is a guy that it seemed like he's in a great fit there in LA as a third center behind those two guys you got with Kopitar and Richards. But I mean, let's face it, a lot of teams are looking for a player like that, and if he would have got onto the marketplace, I'm sure they would have had a lot of interest. It must make you feel good that you can keep those three centers in line again for the near future.
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. Stoli's value goes well beyond what his numbers are. And quite frankly, like I've said earlier, I think although his numbers are down, that's, I made some mistakes there in making sure Pilliers fit. And Stoli was out of his role early in the season trying to play the wing and everything. But when he got into that three hole, which is probably where he's most comfortable, that's when he played his best hockey. But like I said, his value goes way beyond just what you see on the rink. So we're really happy that, he's here to stay. And I think you're right. I mean, you look at the free agent market, other than a few top guys, it's kind of thin. As supply and demand dictates, I didn't want to take any chances on July 1st.
Well, I tell you, I think he's most comfortable on the beach with the Stanley Cup, because I've seen him a couple of times.
Yeah, no, he's... he's got a personality, but the one thing about Stoli is he never does anything away from the rink that doesn't involve his teammates, and that's his appreciation and concern for his teammates is impeccable within the room. So this is a guy who, whenever he's going anywhere, he's got a teammate with him. So these guys don't grow on trees.
So I want to pick up on a couple of the names that you mentioned. You said Dustin Penner and Jonathan Quick. What kind of term are you looking at with Jonathan Quick? Are you on the same page with him? And is Dustin Penner just need to be worked on, or are there some decisions there?
Well, we started on Jonathan Quick. We have a 25-year deal on the table.
Come on, you can't go any longer than that.
I figured you'd like, well, the guys are in New York, so I think you'd like that one.
I did. That was good. Good one, Dean.
No, I don't want to get the commissioner up in arms. With the midget in the cup, that's enough for right now. I think with John, given the way he's come up, I think we are certainly willing to look at term. That would be the preference. I think whenever you look at long term, your two concerns are obviously injury, but more important, character and commitment. But I think, the way John came up the ladder and that he's such a natural competitor, I think it gives us the leeway to look at term. But that said, you work your way back. So it was just a preliminary discussion at the draft. Kind of picked it up again today, and The one thing I do sense is I do think that both sides want to get something done. And that, you know, goes without saying. A lot of times these deals don't come together because people aren't ready to make deals. And I know the public and, you know, the media doesn't understand, you know, why it takes so long. But I think in this case, I get the sense that we have a chance to get something done here before next season.
Hey, Dean, you just win a Stanley Cup. But, of course, I mean, what do they say? You know, if you're not moving forward, you're going backwards. So, I mean, you go to July 1st here. I mean, is there something you'd like to add if you look at your team right now? Do you want to try to get quicker? Do you want to add something on the wing? I mean, is there something you're looking to do on July 1st?
Well, I don't want to go into too much detail. You know, there's three ways you try and improve. Obviously, you can go free agency. You can try to trade route. And then, a big part of this team is, you know, the fortunate part about being young is the fact that we don't have any issues as far as keeping them together. But if you can't get things in the marketplace, there's still a lot of upside in so many of these players. The key right now, quite frankly, and Daryl and I were just meeting this morning on this, is, you know, if every player takes the approach we're going to get our game 3-5% better, then that can be as good as adding another player. But this is far. There's so many players here, and I include Mike Richards and Jeff Carter in this category. Of guys who, to me, aren't the best that they're going to be if they put their nose to the grindstone. And, you know, they have to get in that attitude of a Peyton Manning, you know, who's got three Super Bowls and everything else, but you still hear him working on his footwork, moving to his left laterally. I mean, the learning area is obviously smaller. But there should be, this group still has an enormous amount of potential in it as long as it keeps its head in order. And that's the big challenge. You know, not being satisfied, not getting full of yourself, and still pushing yourself to be the best you can be. So that has to get done. But, you know, I investigated some trades at the draft, and quite frankly, there was nothing there. And, you know, we'll see what happens on July 1st. But at a minimum, we can get better from within, given how young our team is.
Hey, Dean, Devin mentioned it before, so I'll follow up on Dustin Penner because, you know, you brought him up, and he's a guy that could go to the market here. You know, you said you got a sense about Jonathan Quick. What's the sense about Dustin? Do you think that he's inclined to try to work something out to stay there? Because, I mean, obviously he had, you know, he had a tough regular season, but when he got going in the playoffs, he was a really effective player.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I think Daryl and I are going to meet with him this week, and you know, I don't know, EJ. This is one of those ones where I think it's a gut call.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we've had a lot of discussions with him throughout the season. You know, I said time and again, I'm pretty proud of the way he stuck in here and reclimated himself. But going forward here, he's certainly no different than every other player I just cited. That, you know, he has really got to put, you know, his mind at the sense where I'm going to be the best I can be. And if that ever happened, he'd be scary. But still, I think this is something we got to get a feel with. And you know what? Again, you throw the stats out, and you got to go with your gut. And, you know, we'll see here. But he's a good kid. He's well-liked by his teammates. And if he's the guy that we had at the end of the season, and obviously he's a very productive player.
How about the kid you drafted with the 30th overall pick, Tanner Pearson? Interesting story because he went through a few drafts, but you've drafted guys before. Your scouting group has drafted guys in the first round that went through a draft. I guess Trevor Lewis is a guy that comes to mind. He worked out pretty good for you. What can you tell us about Tanner Pearson?
Yeah, same thing. I think, you know, particularly now that the draft is seven rounds, I think you saw during the draft there how many. There were four or five that went by the third round, which would have been unheard of. But I think, you know, like you say, Trevor Lewis, Wayne Simmonds was a, you know, we were highly criticized for taking Wayne Simmonds in the, you know, in the third round there, and he'd been through a draft. Well, you know, you got to go with what you see, and that's the problem with the 18-year-old draft. To go through a draft, I know there's this phobia that used to be there about taking a guy. Oh, nobody wanted him. Well, kids change month to month, let alone year to year. So that is something we did that last year also at Andrioff, who's probably one of our top prospects also. So that to me isn't the issue. It's what you see on the rink. And the one thing we like about this kid, first and foremost, is like our scouts say, this is a king. He's a competitive guy. I think it took him, one of the reasons he went to the draft was he learned, he's finally learned to work. And that's when the light bulb went off and why he had such a good year. And again, that's not unusual for kids. You know, sometimes the light bulb goes off a little later than usual, and sometimes they get too much too soon with these master midget teams and everything else, and then they come back to being the best they can be. So, but the one thing about this kid is there's no way he's going to cheat us, and that's the type of Kings we want.
Well, let me be the 75th person this weekend to congratulate you again. Yeah. All the GMs get up there and congratulate you.
Thank you. But are you going to be one of those ones I was talking about in 6 months?
Come on, Dean. We love you here. We're always on your side.
I'm only kidding. All right, guys. Thanks.
Hey, have a good couple of days here and get ready for July 1st. And maybe you'll get a few days off at some point in the future.
There we go. All right, Deb. Take care.
Enjoy your day with the cup, Dean.
All right,
enjoy
Dean.
Your day. Thank you so much.
Love what you hear? It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.